8:29 before the top of the hour. Dr. Stacy Loeb is an assistant professor of urology and population health at NYU, specializing in prostate cancer, and is one of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's funded young investigators. And Dr. Loeb is an internationally recognized expert in prostate cancer and more than 285 peer-reviewed published articles and 11 book chapters.
Wow.
Busy. Yeah. And credentials are great. How are you, Dr. Loeb?
Great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Prostate cancer in the African American community. Explain, what exactly is prostate cancer, Dr. Loeb?
Well, the prostate is a little organ. It starts out about the size of a walnut and tends to grow as men age. This is a process called enlarged prostate, which causes some pretty annoying urinary symptoms, but is not dangerous. But in some cases, the cells in the prostate can start to grow uncontrollably, and that's cancer. And it is a much higher risk in the African-American community. In fact, African-American men are 74% more likely to develop prostate cancer.
Wow, 74%. Why is it so much more aggressive?
Well, you know, there's a lot of research into this. There may be multiple factors involved, ranging from genetic factors to different lifestyle habits, differences in access to medical care. There definitely is research showing that black men are less likely to be advised about cancer screening and less likely to undergo surgery. So I think one of the most important take-home messages here is that, you know, the listeners are aware that this is something that is a much higher risk in the African-American community, and it's really important to talk to your doctor about screening.
Well, Dr. Loeb, what are the risks associated with prostate cancer?
So the risk factors, first of all, is age. The incidence of prostate cancer increases as men get older. Race is a major risk factor, as I mentioned, with the much higher risk in the African-American community. Family history. So if you have someone else, another family member who has had prostate cancer, then you have at least two times the risk. Now, family history is complicated, right? Because I don't know about you, but, you know, I do a lot of the same behavior as my family in addition to sharing genetics. So definitely there are genetic factors involved with prostate cancer, but interestingly also a lot of lifestyle factors. So just like with everything else, very important to live a healthy lifestyle.
How often should you go get checked? And is there a self-exam for women? We do a self-breast exam. Is there a self-exam for men?
Unfortunately, no. This is something that you would need to go to the doctor for. Mm-hmm. The main test that we use for primary screening is called PSA, prostate-specific antigen. This is a blood test, so this would be done by the doctor. There is an exam of the prostate, which is a rectal exam done with a finger in the rectum, and now that's actually used more in the second line. So this was actually a barrier in some cases where men didn't want to have this exam done and therefore maybe had fears about screening. But the blood test portion is most important, and many people are getting blood tests anyway on a yearly basis.
You always see and hear, Dr. Loeb, that food contributes to so many issues, health issues that we have. So what type of effect does your diet have on the prostate?
It definitely does have an effect, and there's been lots of studies on this. It's just very hard to parse out the individual factors. It's thought that a Mediterranean diet is prostate healthy, and overall just being heart healthy is prostate healthy. Some of the foods that may have a negative impact on the prostate are charred meat and too much dairy.
Too much dairy. How about exercising the prostate? Is there...
Yes, exercise, very important. There's definitely studies showing obesity can increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer. And, you know, all of these factors are the same factors that are important for heart health. So I would say, you know, everything in moderation, healthy diet, exercise, very important for the prostate and for general health.
So by age 40, we should be getting checked, and no later than age 65.
Right? Yes, and definitely important to speak to your doctor about it. You know, make sure that men out there even know that this exists. There is a big campaign going on from the Prostate Cancer Foundation to help inform the African-American community more about prostate cancer. So you can visit pcf.org/knowthenumbers, where they have a lot of fact sheets.
Well, Dr. Stacey Lowe will be around to answer questions from the Text Time Club for the next hour. Dr. Stacey Lowe, thank you for the awareness, the info. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's 24 before the top of the hour. This is the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I can't believe that you're in my life. I can't believe.